This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Bill William Pacheco. Date of birth, December the 22nd, 1992. Case ID number is 4932707. Date of exam, August the 15th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/6/2023. Identifying information, this is a 30-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of autism / anxiety / depression / stuttering, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked at Stripes for approximately 8 months. Before that time, he worked at a place by the name of Grainy for 2 days and also was an office intern for 2 months. The claimant did go to college and did receive a degree in computer information. He states that when he did work, which was not very long, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant was on disability as a child for approximately 12 years. At the present time, he lives in his parents' house and is not receiving disability benefits. He is not working or going to school at this time. Allegations number one, autism / anxiety / depression / stuttering, comma. Number two, diabetes mellitus, comma. And number three, hypothyroidism. History of allegations, number one, autism / anxiety / depression / stuttering. The claimant's mother states that in 2005 he was diagnosed with autism, comma, stuttering, comma, depression and anxiety. The claimant states that he has had suicidal ideation, but no suicidal attempts. He suffers from autism and is very isolated from other people. The claimant also has problems with stuttering, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased concentration and focus, comma, and multiple panic attacks. He does occasionally fight with others and has anger episodes along with crying spells. He denies hearing voices or seeing shadows and has difficulty sleeping at night. He's a very nervous person and he bites his hands constantly. He was frequently in fights and states that since he's had this depression, he has been eating more. The claimant states he has difficulty coping with other people and tolerating people around him, especially children. His college degree is in computer information technology. Unfortunately, he doesn't appear to be able to find a job doing that and function well at it. Allegation, the claimant is presently on fluoxetine, 20 milligrams QD, and appears to be doing fairly well, except for being frustrated with his financial situation and the fact that he has to live with his parents. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2013, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 25 pounds. He denies any organ damage, such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, neuropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does check his blood glucose. He does not check his blood glucose. And he is taking metformin, 1 gram POBID. He does not know what his last hemoglobin A1C was or his average sugar. He is a non-insulin-dependent diabetic mellitus patient. Allegation number three, hypothyroidism. The claimant's mother states that in 2010 he was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. He was having symptoms of tiredness, sluggishness, decreased energy and swelling, along with slow thinking. He does not know what his last level is, but at the present time he's taking Synthroid, 0.125 micrograms. I'm sorry, 125 micrograms POQD, and appears to be fairly well controlled with that medication. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 3 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices. His physician is Dr. Aquino Rodriguez. He is on no medication for pain, and he does physical activity of walking. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, walking, and taking the trash outside. Family history. His father is 63 and has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and rectal cancer. His mother is 62 and has hypertension and osteoarthritis. Medications. The claimant is presently on fluoxetine, 20 milligrams QD, Synthroid, 0.125 milligrams QD, and metformin, 1 gram BID. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, autism, stuttering, depression, anxiety, Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He states he has used marijuana in 2020. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 211 pounds, height 5 feet, 8.5 inches tall, BP 142 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 62 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 32. General. This is a 30-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his mother. The claimant is frustrated with his financial situation and the fact that he has to live with his parents and has not been able to support himself. He did stutter frequently while conversing with me. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences, visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had fairly good eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, he stuttered a lot, and his mood was somewhat depression, anxious for the time. He had clear thought processes, and his memory was fair, concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2 plus bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well, except for stuttering. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He's able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in his visual acuity, but no limitations in his visual fields, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to autism and stuttering, and has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment, except for poor insight and sometimes inability to understand situations. Probable diagnoses. Number one, autism / anxiety / depression / stuttering, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to communicate, and he appears to be somewhat frustrated with his situation and really desires to leave the home. However, he lacks insight in managing his money and being able to take care of himself completely. He is staying with his parents at this time. Number two, diabetes mellitus - non-insulin dependent, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled, but there is no way of knowing if his average sugars are in good range at this time. Number three, hypothyroidism, being treated at this time, has not been followed up, but the claimant is taking his medications. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Bill William Pacheco.